Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra daf Nun Gimel. We are holding on the bottom of the daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are discussing the issue of Kinyan Chazaka, Na'al Gadar Uparatz, and how that's a way to make a Kinyan through on Karka through Chazaka. We know Karka is Nikdes, Pekesek, Peshtar, but Chazaka, so we're defining what Chazaka means in the context of being Kona Karka. So first we're going to discuss whether in order to make a Kinyan Chazaka, it's necessary that the Makne say Leich Chazeku Kni, that he give the instruction that you go and make the Chazaka and thereby be Kona the Karka. We're going to discuss whether that's necessary by a Mecher, if he's selling you the Karka, and whether that's necessary by a Matana, if he's giving you the Karka. Then we're going to go back to the definition of Na'al Gadur Uparatz, because we had said that Na'al Gadur Uparatz means Kol Shuhu. So what does that mean, a Kol Shuhu? How are you Goder a Kol Shuhu? How are you Poritz a Kol Shuhu? And still have that be a meaningful act that's doing something for the Karka. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how sometimes even putting or removing a very tiny rock can also be a Chazaka, provided that it's impactful, that what you're doing is somehow impactful, and the Gemara is going to explain how that could be impactful. Then we're going to talk about whether one can make one Kinyan on two different properties, both in terms of two different fields that are near each other, even if they have a Meitzar in between them, they have some sort of path in between them. Can a Kinyan on one field work for both fields? Can a Kinyan on one field work for the other field? And similarly, when it comes to a house, if you have two houses, and in order to get to the house that's further in on the property, you need to walk through the Bayis Achitza and the house that's in the outer part of the property. So there is some intrinsic connection between the houses, because you need the path through the outer house to get to the inner house. Can you make one Kinyan and be Kona both of the homes? And then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to go through other ways of having a Kinyan Chazaka that do not involve Na'al Gadar Paras, other meaningful things a person can do in the Karka that are also going to be a show of ownership and a way of making a proper Kinyan Chazaka. So let's begin. We are holding on Daf Nun Beis on Beis. I think we're at Tani Rav Hoshia. So we were discussing again the idea of Kinyan Chazaka. So Tani Rav Hoshia, Bikidushin Debei Levi, Rav Hoshia taught by Kiddushin Debei Levi. What does that mean by Kiddushin Debei Levi? Rosh Ram explains, B'tosefta b'braisa d'mesechs Kiddushin shesidu Levi k'mo shesidu Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Hoshia. Just like we have braisas of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Hoshia, Levi was mesader braisos. So Rav Hoshia taught in the sidur of the braisos that Levi had in Mesechs Kiddushin as follows. Na'al gadar uparat kalshu b'fanav harezu chazak. If a person does a locking, a building, or a breaching of a kol shehu in front of the makna, that is a chazaka. That's a valid chazaka. Ooh, befanav in, shalom befanav lo. Yeah, but he said specifically if you do it befanav, makes it sound like if you don't do it befanav, then it's not going to be a chazaka. Amar Rava hachikamar, befanav lo tzarech lememar lele chazeku kni. Shalom befanav tzarech lememar lele chazeku kni. No, it's not that you can't have a kinyan chazaka when the guy's not there. Sure you can, but then he needs to have instructed you beforehand to go make that kinyan chazaka. But if it's befanav, you don't even need that. You don't even need that he has instructed you lechazeku kni, because he's standing right there, and that's good enough. That takes the place of the lechazeku kni. The Meiri writes that even when you're machzik befanav, he still has to tell him lech kenei. He has to be megaladas that he wants you to be kona the sada. He just doesn't need to use that exact lashon of lech chazek ukni. From the tour, quoting Rav Haigon in Simon Ayin Reish Hay, it sounds that someone who's machzik in front of the mocher is kona even without saying lech chazek ukni, as long as they spoke previously about him wanting the fellow to be kona the field, and they're still oskim asukim boso inyan. But if they're not asukim boso inyan, it's not going to work. Meaning that the Meiri and the tour b'shem Rav Haigon are saying a very similar idea. It can't just be that because of the guy's there, that gives me an opportunity to do whatever I want and to be Kona his Karka. He needs to have told me on some level that he's interested in me being Kona his Karka. Maybe you don't need the exact formulation of Lech Hazeku Kni, but there needs to be something that was said in advance that I know that I can be Kona his Karka. Then we had said that, but if it's Shalom B'fanav, that you definitely need to say Lech Hazeku Kni. The reason is because we're Choshesh, the Rashbam says, maybe the Mocher or the No Sein is chazar bo, that he doesn't really want you to do it. Even if he had told you previously, if it's shalom b'fanav, you need to have him say an absolute statement of lecha zeku kni to make sure that he's not chazar bo. Now this is all Meltzer, Nevna Ezel, in the Hilchos Shcheinim, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, has the following chakira. Why is it that you need the amiras lech chazeku kni? Why is it that it's so critical to say these magic words of lech chazeku kni? Is it because even though they made an agreement to have this sale take place, we're choshesh that the mocher is being chozer bo, that he changed his mind and he doesn't want the kinyan to happen, so he needs to say this strong lashon, lech chazeku kni, that I hereby authorize you to make a kinyan, to make sure that he wasn't chozer bo? Or maybe no, maybe the reason is that you need the das of the mocher for the chalos hakinyan to happen, meaning at the time of the kinyan, the das of the mocher is a critical ingredient for the kinyan to take place. A maisa chazaka only helps if along with that maisa chazaka, you have the das of the mocher to be makne with that maisa. Not enough that he agrees that you can be kona, but that the part of the definition of the kinyan is that you have the das ha-mocher. In fact, this is all Meltzer suggests, that this is a machlokas between the ktsos and the nesivas. Because the ktsos and the nesivas discuss, what if a person makes a shliach to bring a matana to somebody else? Can that shliach make another shliach in his place? I give you something to give as a matana to somebody, you decide you're going to appoint another shliach to give that matana. According to the ktsos, you're not authorized to do that. Your shlichus is considered mili ena nimsros l'shliach. Words cannot be given over to another shliach. According to the nesivus, you are able to make another shliach because a shliach la'akna'a doesn't need the din of shlichus. You're right. As far as dine shlichus are concerned, mili and you wouldn't be able to make another shliach. But you're not really, you don't need dine shlichus over here. It's a maisakov bialma to bring the thing from one place to the other place. The hakna'ah, the actual kinyan, is being done once the person who I'm giving it to has access to the item. How does he gain access to the item? By you bringing it to him. But the das hakna'ah was made by the mishaleach in the first place. It's not done by the shliach at all. So says the Evan Azel, that the Ktsos apparently understands that you need the Das Makna for the actual Maisa Kinyan. Not enough that we know that he agrees. While the Maisa Kinyan is happening, the Makna's Das is a critical ingredient. And therefore, if I made a Shliach to do it, the Shliach now becomes the Bala Chefetz, and his Das is going to be critical. Oh, so that's an actual act of Shlichus that he's not allowed to make another Shliach for. Whereas the Nesivus understands, no, you just need the Bailim to be Maskim to the Nesina. The entire Maisa Kinyan, that's being done by the Makabel. The original Bailim, the one who's giving it, he's not doing the Maisa Kinyan. You just need that he agrees. Well, in this case, he certainly does agree. So that's how Rav Yisrael Meltzer has two ways of understanding the need to say Lech Chazeku Kni, whether the Das of the Makna is a critical component of the Kinyan, or the Das of the Makna is just what you need in advance in order to allow the Kona to do the Maisa Kinyan. Good, says the Gemara further. By Rav, Matana Heich. What about when it comes to giving a Matana? Do you need to say Lech Hazeku Kni when it comes to a matana? So the Rashbam explains, Hach price of a shmile de ktani befanav of a shlo befanav lo avi chazaka adam le behedi le chazeku kni. Clearly Rav was familiar with the price that we just said that when it's shlo befanav on a sale, you need to say le chazeku kni. So v'kami by le mi lema de b'mechira ma'iri av matana mikivan shamalo nosnani lo karkazu v'halach v'hechzik shlo befanav havi chazaka av gavdolam. The brisa happened to have talked about a mecher. Would the same thing be transferable to a matana as well? The same halacha that you need to say lechazeku kni. Or do we say no? That when it comes to a matana by its very nature is ba'ayin yafa, is given with a greater spirit of generosity, and therefore we have no doubt as to what the person's intention was. There's no concern that he's that the the makna is not really into it, and therefore maybe you don't need to say lechazeku kni. So Amar Shmuel, mai tibayu leilaba. What is Rav's kasha? Hashta umam mecher de koyav lezuze. Yamar lechazeku kni in ilolo matana lo kolshken. If by a mecher where there's actually money changing hands, still you need to say lechazeku kni, meaning the person, the makna is actually receiving money, and still we don't believe that he really has full das unless he says lechazeku kni. By a matana where he's not receiving money, of course we should be suspicious that he doesn't have full das unless he says lechazeku kni. Certainly people are much more eager to be makna something when they're going to receive money for it than when they are not going to receive money for it. Rav Savar, Rav for his part thought, Mandiyav Matana Bayin Yaviyav, that no, that when a person is giving a matana, he does so with the spirit of generosity, and therefore he's more eager to be makna, even though in a chinami he's not receiving money. But that's just the nature of a nosin matana, is that he has a certain sense of eagerness in being able to be nosin matana, and therefore maybe you won't need lechazeku kni. Based on the Evan Ozel we said before, if the Chakira, whether Amir Slechazeku Kni is in order to have Das Makna, or it's the as part of the Kinyan, or just a concern, Shema Chazerbo, that maybe the guy changed his mind. So according to the Tzad that we're Choshish, that maybe he changed his mind, we understand Rav Safik very well, that since a person gives Ba'ein Yafa, maybe we don't have to worry that maybe he changed his mind. This was purely out of his own spirit of generosity. But it's sad that you need to say lechazeku kni in order to have das makna as part of the maisa kinyan. Then lechara, there's no reason whatsoever to be mechalik between a mecher and a matana. That's just the nature of a maisa kinyan. It has nothing to do with any concerns of how into it is he or is he not into it. No, it's just that the maisa kinyan requires the das makna. So that's a kasha in Shira Rabbi Shmuel. He asks on Rav Isser Zalman that sad lechara is not going to make sense according to. Is not going to make sense with Rav's Shaila. Okay, says the Gemara further. V'kama kolshu. So we said that you have to be nol gadu paratz kolshu. How much is that? How does one do a gadar uparatz of a kolshu? So kiddush Shmuel, damar Shmuel, gadar gedar v'shlima la'asara. You build a fence and you now make the fence 10 tefachim high. It previously wasn't. Now it's 10 tefachim high. Uparatz pirtza kidei sheyikanes v'yetze ba harezu chazaka. Or you made a pirtza that is now large enough that people could go in and out of that pirtza. So that's what we call a kolshu. That's a valid chazaka. The Chassam Sofer writes that l'chora, the Gemara could have asked this question way earlier. The Gemara is asking this on the Brisa of Levi, who told us about this idea of nol gadar paratz kolshu. But you know where else we had that phrase, nol gadar paratz kolshu? In the Mishnah. The Mishnah also mentioned nol gadar paratz kolshu. Why do we wait for the Brisa of Levi to start wondering what does it mean, a kolshu? We could have asked it on the Mishnah. So the Chassam Sofer explains, because had we just been trying to explain the Mishnah, we could have explained that a kolshu means how long of a time it takes to make this chazaka. Because the Mishnah was talking about a cheskas gimel shanim at first, and then it shifted from cheskas gimel shanim to talk about a kinyan chazaka. So in the context of talking about a kinyan chazaka, it mentioned kolshu. So I would have thought, yeah, in contrast to gimel shanim, over here the amount of time you need is a kolshu. How long does the nol gadar parts have to take? A moment. It doesn't have to take any time at all. But over here in the Brice of Reb Levi, he wasn't talking about a cheskas gimel shanim at all. All he was talking about was making a nol gadar paratz, was making a kinyan chazaka. Also, then he's probably not talking about a period of time. He probably means something about the nature of building this gedder, that it's a tiny act of building this gedder, making this pirtza. And that's why the Gemara says, what does that mean, it's a tiny act? How small of an act does it have to be? In the Sefer Kosei Yeshuas, he explains that the Gemara only asks this once we explain that a mocher has to say lechazeku kni. That's what we were waiting for. Because without that din, we would have said kolshu means means that you don't need lei chazeku kni, but really you need to do chazaka gemura that works that really does a lot for the field. So meaning to make a real full fence that around the entire field. So that's what we would have thought, that kol shu just means that you don't need to say lei chazeku kni. But now we know that you do need to say lei chazeku kni. So that's why we're asking right now. So then, what does kol shuhu mean? How small of an act can a kinyan chazaka actually be? So says Gemara, hai geder hechidami. So let's give practically. What kind of fence did you make 10 tfachim high and therefore actually do something for the field? If initially the fence was tall enough that no one could get through it, and also right now it's tall enough that no one could get through it, you didn't really do anything because it was always tall enough that no one could get through it. Well, tuva avid. And if the fence previously wasn't really accomplishing anything, it wasn't really securing anything because people could easily hop the fence, and now they can't hop the fence, well then, how can you call that a kol shehu? That's doing something very significant. That's tuva avid. So that wouldn't fit the bill either of a kol shehu. So what exactly is the case where you're mashlim the fence to asara tvachim, and yet, excuse me, we still refer to that as a kol shehu? Says Mer Latzricha, now, it used to be that people could get in easily. Now people can still get in, still get over the fence, but it's going to be a little bit more challenging. So that's the definition of kol shu, that you did something, but it wasn't all that significant by being mashlim the fence to asara tefachim. Hai pirtza echidami. Great. So what is the case of a pirtza of a kol shu? So ilei medmei kara havu ailiba v'hashanami ailiba mayavid. If originally people were able to get through, and now people are still able to get through, well, then you accomplish nothing. So that's not even Paratz Kol Shu. That didn't change anything. That should not be a kinyan. Well, if previously you go to the other extreme, previously people were not able to get through this fence, now you made a pirtza in the fence, and now people are easily able to get through, well then you've done a lot. How can you call that a kol shehu? That's a lot more than a kol shehu. You've accomplished a great deal. So says Mar Latzricha, d'mei karavu ailiba beduchka v'ashta ailiba beravcha, that originally people, it was difficult to get through, now it's easier to get through. So you did accomplish something, but not all that much, because people could have gotten through before as well. That's a case of Paratz Kol Shehu. As Rashbam points out, V'hashta kaili lo beravcha de porcha ahani v'lo bayi l'tzrutzei d'mei yikar lo ayli klal v'hashta ayli lo bedochak d'tuva v'd'shavya pesach. Rashbam says, you know, why didn't we say that originally people couldn't get through at all, and now they can squeeze their way through? Why isn't that called a kol shehu? He says, no, because if you've taken something that has not been an effective pesach, and you've made a pesach, as challenging as it may be to get through that pesach, that would not be called a kol shehu. That would be considered something that's significant. So that's in terms of how we have Gadar and Paratz of a Kol Shehu. What the Gemara never explains is, and the Gemara is going to move on to something else right now, but it never explains how you have Ni'ila of a Kol Shehu. It said three ways, Na'al, Gadar, Uparatz Kol Shehu, and we just explained how you have Gadar of a Kol Shehu and how you have Paratz of a Kol Shehu, but we never explained Na'al Kol Shehu. So the Rashbam, later in that same Rashbam, notices this problem, and he points out that v'gabei na'al kol shehu nami ikal l'frushe ki agavna shestam pesach stima kol shehu shesasam pesach stima kol shehu d'meikara aila b'ravcha v'ashta ailila b'duchka, that maybe the lock that we're talking about is you lock it enough that people used to be able to get through that opening very easily, now they have to push their way through. Inami shekava manal b'delis linalbo, or maybe na'al kol shehu means that you installed a lock on the door, dainu binyan aval sagaras, but you didn't actually lock it, you just installed a lock. Maybe that's what na'al kol shehu means. Aval sagaras hadelis v'na'al b'mafteach b'nichse ager ein chazaka de'inze ela usam mitzvah lishmar beis chaveru u'mavri achari minichse chaveruhu. But if you close the door and you lock it in a nichse ager, that would not be called a chazaka, because that's just protecting the property, and protecting the property is not considered a chazaka. even though, says the Rashbam, b'yafal gav d'gabi schiris batim amrinim b'psachim, even though when it comes to renting houses, the Gemara at the very beginning of Psachim, we're in Shloshim Yom Lefnei Pesach, talks about mishamasalo maftechos havi b'cheskas socher, that when we talk about who the responsibility of bedikas chametz lies with, is it with the maskir or the socher? So we said if before the zman bedika, you've given the keys to the socher, so the socher has the responsibility for the bedika, v'ua din l'gabe l'knoso, so you would think that that means for a kinyan as well, hanimili b'mocher u'maskir l'chavero, avu b'nichse ager mimasal ha-mavtechos sheyikna hilchok tzarek binyan kolshu. Says Rashbam, there's a big difference between a mocher and a socher on the one hand versus being machzik b'nichse ager on the other hand, and the difference is that by a mocher and a socher you have a makne, you have someone who's being makne it to you, you're not just doing it all on your own, whereas by nichse ager there is no makne, the ger is dead and he has no relatives and his karka is completely hefker. So that's Rashbam. So, but bottom line, in terms of why the Gemara never mentions Na'al Kolshu, the Rashbam says, yeah, the Na'al Kolshu means that you made a stima Kolshu in the door. The Ran explains that even if you lock the door of the house and then you open it right away, so you're kona right away. That's Na'al Kolshu. Meaning, the way the Ran understands is Kolshu means the amount of time you leave it locked. That if it's null means you lock the door. So if you're null kolshu, you lock the door for a very brief period of time, for a very short period of time. That's what we mean by null kolshu. Some of the acharim suggest that the words kolshu are only going on gadol paratz. The words kolshu aren't going back on the word null. It's null kama. Or Gadur Paratz Kol Shu. That's the way to read it, and that's why the Gemara only explains Gadur Paratz Kol Shu. Says the Gemara further now, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nasan Tzror Vahoil, Natal Tzror Vahoil, Harezu Chazaka. Another way to make a Kinyan Chazaka, sometimes by taking a single, removing a single pebble, or placing a single pebble, that could be a Chazaka. Just a tiny little rock that you put there, or that you move out of the way, that could be enough for a Chazaka. Well, my nasan and my natal. Well, how does that work? What have you accomplished? If you take a tiny pebble and you put it on the ground, you've done nothing. If you remove a tiny pebble from the ground, you've done nothing. So, ilem and nasan tsrar v'sachar mayamina, natal tsrar v'apik mayamina. Maybe this little rock is the final step of the waterproofing process of this fence. So, you're either keeping water, allowing water to drain from the field, or protecting the field from water flooding the field. So maybe that's what it means. The rock that when you place the rock there, you are you're waterproofing the fence so that the field won't get flooded. And when we say that you take a rock away, it means that the field is full of water and needs to be drained. So by removing that rock, you're making the fence no longer waterproof, so that all the water could flood out of the field. Well, that should not be a valid chazaka, because all you're doing in such an instance is you're being mavriach hari minichse chaveru, you're protecting someone else's property. And that's not a kinyan chazaka when you protect someone else's property from an external threat. The Rashbam explains, because everyone is mitzuvah to be matzil mamun chavirei mina hezek. If you see that someone else's property is about to be damaged, l'samar adam reyecha, you have an obligation to stop it. Chazaka means that you're doing something that shows that you are the owner. But if you have a mitzuvah and doing something, you have to do it no matter who you are, even if you're not the owner, that's not a chazaka. That's how the Rimigash explains what's going on over here, what the Rashbam means. That chazaka only helps when you're doing something that you're not mechuyev bo min haTorah. But if you're mechuyev min haTorah to do it, so then of course it's not a chazaka. However, the Ramban just points out, Mavriach Rim Minichse Chavero, even Befanav, is not going to be a chazaka. What does it mean, even Befanav? Well, I'm standing right next to the owner, and the flood is coming toward his field. He could just as easily waterproof his fence the same way I can. He could take the same rock and put it in the fence. I have no obligation to prevent the damage from hitting his field when he has the same capacity to do so, and he's ignoring it, and he doesn't care. So I have no Torah obligation to do that. But nevertheless, it's still called a Mavriach Hari, and would not be considered a chazaka in this case. So it can't be completely about whether you're halachically obligated to do this or not halachically obligated to do this. There must be more to the story over here, but Mavriach Ari on its own is not considered to be a Kinyan Chazaka. So what is this case where you're taking a pebble and putting it in place, you're taking a pebble out of place, removing the pebble? What's the case where it's going to be a Chazaka? Elanasan Srar Titsama Lamaya. Maybe the case is that there is water in the field, and the fence right now would allow the water to drain from the field, but you put the rock in that fence to waterproof the fence and keep the water in the field so that the field will get nice and soaked and saturated, and that will help the karka in some way. Or natal tsrar va'arvach lamaya. Or maybe there's water coming toward the field, and right now the fence is waterproof, so it would not allow any of that water in the field, and you want the water not to, because the water's not going to damage the field, the water's going to improve the field, so you want that water to go into the field, so you remove a rock from the fence that allows for a hole for the water to get through, to get into the field, and to help the field. So yeah, previously we were talking about where you're trying to keep damaging waters away from the field. Yeah, that's just Mavriach Ari, that's not a Kinyan Chazaka. But when the water is going to be helpful and you're trying to allow passage of the water into the field, or to keep the water that's in the field to sit in the field and to saturate the field, that's something that's beneficial to the actual Guf HaKarka, and that in fact would be a valid Chazaka. Good, now we move on to the discussion of making one Kinyan on two separate properties. Will one Kinyan work for two neighboring properties? So says the Gemara, V'amar Abasi Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Shtei Sados U'meitzar Echad Beneihen. You have two fields, and there's a path in between the two fields that serves as a border between the two fields. Hichzik Ba'achas Men L'Knosa Kana. If you make a Kinyan in one of the fields, having in mind that you only want to be Kona, that one field that you're making the Kinyan on, so then that works for that field alone. The Rashbam points out, what's the Chiddush over there? Because if there would not have been a Meitzar Benatayim, if there would not have been this Meitzar in between those two fields, you would have been Kona Minastam, you would have been Kona the entire swath of Karka, even the neighboring field, because there's nothing that physically makes it a neighboring field as opposed to part of this field. It would all be considered one field, the Rashbam points out. But Liknos Osav Ve'es Chaverta, if you have in mind to be Kona not only the field that you're making the Kinyan on, but the neighboring field as well, Osakana Chaverta Lokana. You're Kona the field that you made the Kinyan on, but you're not Kona the neighboring field. The Rashbam writes, the reason you're not Kona the neighboring field is because the Meitzar is Mafsik Beineihem. You have this border that's in between them. And he says, but that's only if you're being Zocha B'Nichse Ager. But let's say the person is selling you all of his fields, and there's a Das Makna. He's intending that you should be able to buy both of these properties, and you're making a Kinyan on just one of these properties. Says the Rashbam, that for sure is going to work, because we have a Ferish Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chav Zayin that tells us that if a person makes a Kinyan, person sells to his friend Eser Sados Be'eser Medinos, he sells him 10 different fields in 10 different places, and he makes a Kinyan on only one of them, he's Kona Kulam, so that's provided that he paid for all of them. But B'nichse Agyar, where there's no giving of money, there's no Das Makna, you're only Kona the field that you're intending to be Kona. There is a Machlok, because we've shown him, what about if it's a Nosein Matana L'Chavero? Meaning, we now know the halacha by Nichse Ager, that if I want to buy 10 different, if I want to be Kona from Nichse Ager, from Hefker, 10 different fields, and I only make Kinyan on one of them, I'm only Kona that one. We now know the halacha by a Mecher, that if someone is selling me 10 different fields, and I only make a Kinyan on one of them, I'm Kona all of them. What if it's not a sale and it's not Hefker? It's a Matana. So you have Das Makna, but what you don't have is money changing hands. You don't have anyone paying for anything. That is a machlokas rishonim. Tosos over here in Dibra Maskel Asad, the top Tosos writes that a matana is like machzik b'nichse ager. There's no transferring of money, so even though there is a das makna, it's not like a mecher, and you're only kona the field that you actually made the kinyan on. And Elias Rabbeinu Yonah says the same thing, and he proves it because the Gemara over here is going on the Mishnah that if you know God of the parts b'nichse ager, ubmatana b'chalukas Yerusha, your Kona. So that's where Rav Ashi makes this comment. So you see that it applies to Matana as well, that Nichse Ager and Matana are in the same category, because the Mishnah threw them all together in the same category. But, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's only if you're kona bistam. But if the guy tells you, who's giving you the matana, hachzeik besada zu, vitikne eskola sados, then kona kulan. If he actually says explicitly, through this kinyan, I want you to be kona all the fields, well then it certainly does work, because then it's clear that you have a das acheres makne osan. You have someone being makne it to you. By a mechira, if he just gives the money for all of it, even if he never said, the mocha never said, through this kinyan, I want you to be kona everything, you're automatically kona everything, because the amount of money is muchach, that the kinyan is going to work on everything. That's all the shita of Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rimi Gash, however, is quoted by the Nemuka Yosef, that the chilik between mechira and nichse ager is that by mechira there's a das acheres, and therefore you're kona all the fields. By nichse ager there's no das acheres makna, there's no das of one who is giving you the fields, the one who is being makna to you the fields, and therefore you're only kona that which you are machzik. So says Mukhe Yosef, based on that, by matana you should be kona all of the fields, because there is a das acheres, there is someone who is giving it to you, there is a makna, and that's in fact the sheet of the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Mechira, and that's how he paskin in Shulchan Aruch Lashon Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis. However, the Ramah just quotes Yesh Omrim that by matana lo kona, that it doesn't work by matana to be kona all the fields. So the Rama quotes as a Yesh Omrim the Shita of Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah. But that's against the Rimigash and the Rambam that say that it does work by Matana. Well, the whole Machlokas is it about the money or is it about the Das Makna? So good, so says the Gemara further. Liknos is chaverta. If let's say I make a kinyan on field A, having in mind that I only want to be kona field B, then I'm not kona field A or field B, because I didn't have das for field A and I didn't do a maisa on field B, so I got nothing. By Rabbi Zeris, Rabbi Zeris says, okay, what about the following? Hichzik ba'achs men liknos osa ve'es hametzar ve'es chaverta mahu. What if I make a chazaka on one of them, a kinyan chazaka on one of them, having in mind to be kona the field that I'm buying and the meitzar and the neighboring field? So it's not just the field and the neighboring field where we said that won't work because the meitzar is mafsik beinehem. No, there is no hefsik. I want to be kona the meitzar as well. Do we say that connects everything and therefore I could be kona because it's one big swath of karka? Or maybe no, the fact that there is a physical border necessarily defines this as two different properties, and therefore I cannot be kona both at the same time. Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. By Rabbi Lazar, hechzik b'meitzar liknos shteyan mahu. What if I only make the meitzah kinyan on the meitzar itself, and I have in mind that I want to be kona both of them by being machzik in the meitzar itself, as Rashbam points out in the second wide line. Dimtim silomer hechzik b'sada lo kana meitzar hasmayin atayim shena meitzah tzarech min asada ve'in zakek lo klal avol meitzar meshubadu l'sada l'shamra k'mosha afsa m'shamra z'behema. You need the field needs the meitzar. So true, when the meitzar doesn't need the field, so when I make a kinyan on the field, it doesn't do anything for the meitzar. But what if I make a kinyan on the meitzar itself? Maybe that's considered that I'm being kona the field. So that's the question. Do we say that the meitzar is like something that protects the field and therefore it's a kinyan? Or maybe each one stands on its own. So says Gemara, teku, we leave that unresolved as well. We don't have an answer to any of these shailas about being machzik in the meitzar and wanting to be kona both of those fields. Okay, so the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Says the Gemara further now. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Aravua, Shnei Batim. What if it's not fields, it's houses? Zelif Nemiza, and one house is further in on the property than the other, to the extent that you need to pass through the Chitzona in order to get to the Pnimis. So, Hechzik Bechitzon Leknoso Kano. If you made a chazaka on the outer house, having in mind that that's all you wanted to be kona, so good, that works. You're kona the house that's on the outside. Liknos Oso V.S. Apnimi. Let's say you made a kinyan on the house that's on the outside, having in mind to be kona both that and the inner house. Chitzon Kana Pnimi Lo Kana. No, you're only kona the outer one, you are not kona the inner one. Liknos Sapnimi, if you had in mind, while making a Maisa Kinyan on the house that's the Chitzona, that you only want to be Kona the Pnimis, Af Chitzona Milo Kona, similar to the field, then you're not Kona anything. The Chitzona you're not Kona because you had no Das to be Kona. The Pnimis you're not Kona because you never did anything. You never did a Maisa Kinyan on the Pnimis. Hirsik bipnimi liknoso. Let's say you did a maisa kinyan on the inner house, having in mind to be kona just that. So then kano, then you are kona it. Liknos also ve'esachitzon. Let's say you did a maisa kinyan on the inner house, having in mind to be kona the inner house and the outer house. Kona shnehen. Then you're kona both of them. Liknos esachitzon. Why are you kona both of them? Because the inner house is connected to the outer house by virtue of the fact that there's that the inner house owns a passageway through the outer house. It's the only way you can get to the inner house. Liknos esachitzon. But if you did a maisa kinyan on the inner house, having in mind that you're only being kona the chitzon, then af pnimi lo kona. Then you've been kona absolutely nothing because you did a maisa kinyan in one place and had das in the other place, so it doesn't work at all. Good. Now the Gemara moves on to discuss other types of actions that can also serve as a chazaka. Not only na'al gadar parts, there are other things people could do that could also be effective chazaka. So we're going to have three of them in today's daf. Number one, Amrav Nachman Amrav Baravua, Habonu Platrin Gedolim B'Nichsei Ager. You build a large palace in Nichsei Ager, Uba'acher Vehemidlan Delasos, and someone else comes and puts up doors on the palace. You didn't put up any doors. Kona, the guy who put up the doors is Kona. You did all the work, all he had to do was hang some doors. He's the one that's Kona. My time, Kama Livni B'Yalma, Huda Afich. The first guy, we assume, is just he's just been arranging bricks, but he didn't really do anything. Just arranging bricks on top of each other, because so long as there are no doors, the palace is completely unusable, so you haven't really done anything to show any sense of bailus. The Tosus points out, but wait a second, the Avagav de Rafak Baporta, didn't you do some digging? Obviously, if you're going to build a palace, you have to do some digging for foundational work. Kishabani Yisod, Lomahani Midi, Kishabani Yisod, when you built the Yisod, Lomahani Midi, El Bekarka Omeid Lecharisha. No, Rafak Baporta only helps if it's the type of land that you're supposed to be plowing. But when you're building a house on the property, that's not plowing land. When you dig down, that's not the kind of Rafak Baporta that would be a kinyan. Nentos says, Lodami Lemotze Platin Benuin, Vesad Ben Siud Echad, Dekani, Tasa Mashpiachu Benichse Ager, Dainu Platin, Avalacha, Mayen Nichse Ager, Hukarka, Vilo Nishtab, Hashain Roy Lodisham, calls Man Shain Delasos. We're about to say in the Gemara that if there already is a palace there, and you just make some nice artwork in the walls of the palace, that is a kinyan. So says Tosas, yeah, that is a kinyan, because the palace in that case is the Nichse Ager that you're trying to be Kona. So when you make some nice artwork in it, you've actually improved the Nichse Ager, so that's your kinyan. But over here we're talking about that the palace doesn't belong to the Ger, the Karka belongs to the Ger. By you building the palace, you've done nothing to the actual Karka, you've done nothing to actually improve the Nichse Ager. Vim Tomer says to us, Yeshba Gag, Vroyli, Karnispa Becham, Necham, Gsham, Necham. How can you say if you built a whole palace that you didn't do anything? Now the person has some shelter from rain and from sun. Granted, no protection from Ganavim or whatever, because there are no doors, but at least he has protection from the rain and from the sun. Isn't that something? You've done more damage than you've done help. Before you built that palace, you could have planted here. Now you can't plant anything here because there's no sunlight and there's no rain, so you can't plant anything here anymore, and you also can't live there. So it's been more damage than help to the property, and that's why it's not a valid kinyan. Second item on the list says, Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav Lazar, Amotzei Platin Minichsei Ager. You find that there's already a palace there in the Nichsei Ager, and you want to be konit. So here's what you do. V'sad ben siud echad okir echad konan. You plaster part of it, or you make a nice artwork that you engrave into the wall. That's good enough. You're kona. V'kama, how large of a piece of artwork or a piece of sid has to be placed there? Amar Rav Yosef Amma. It has to be by at least an Amma large. Amar Rav Chista u'kineged ha-pesach. And that Amma has to be across from the entranceway. The Rashbam points out, if it's anywhere else but across from the entranceway, it's not significant enough. If it's only an Amma, it would need to be much larger than an Amma in order to count for anything. We're going to have in 1 week from today this exact line of an Amma, Ukenegad HaPesach, in a different context. When we talk about having a Zecher L'Churban, it also needs to be an Amma and Kenegad HaPesach. And over there's a Machlokas where the Kenegad HaPesach means that you see it right when you walk in the door, or that it's above the doorway that you only see it from the inside of the house. And last one, Amar of Amram, Haimil Samalan Rav Sheshes Vanin Ryan and Masnisa, that Rav Sheshes taught us something and we were able to prove it from a Braisa. Hamatziya Matzos B'Nichsei Ager Kana, if you lay out mattresses or sheets in Nichsei Ager and you're Nana from the Nichsei Ager in that way, you're Kona the Nichsei Ager, Vanarin Ryan and Masnisa, and we learned this from a Braisa. Mayhi, where? Detanya, the Braisa says as follows, Ketzad B'Chazaka, how are you Kona an Eved with Chazaka when you want to buy an Eved? No, Lominalo, Ohitir Lominalo, if he puts on your shoes or he unties your shoes, or he carries your kelim for you to the bathhouse. Viv shito, where he undresses you, or he bathes you. Sacha gardo, he helps with the actual scraping or the of the skin or whatever. Vil bisho, he dresses you. Vin ilo, he puts on your shoes. Vig bio, or he is magbia him. Kano, you're kona him. Rabbi Shimon, lo teich chazaka gedol me'agbash, hagbah kona b'kol makom. That Rabbi Shimon says, well, there's not, chazaka is no greater than hagbah. Hagbah is the greatest form of kinyan. My kama, what are they arguing about? Achi kamar. Higbiyo l'rabo kono, higbiyo rabo lo kono. Tanakama says that if the eved picks up the master, then you're kona, because that's using the eved. The master picks up the eved, that's not a derech to be kona an eved by lifting him. Rabbi Shimon, lo teich chazaka gedol me'agbash, hagbah kona b'kol makom. That even if the master lifts up the Eved, he is Kona him, because that's the greatest form of Kinyan always, to lift somebody up. Maybe we'll have a little bit of a discussion of that price tomorrow, and then we'll continue on to the next thing.